Well, now let's go to Singapore on Racing HQ and catch up with Danny Beasley. You would have heard the story a couple of weeks ago that Danny wasn't given a contract to ride in Singapore after being there for 7 years in 2015. He joins us very early there for track while track work is underway. Morning to you, Danny.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, mate, obviously it came as shock and disappointment when you learnt about this, that you wouldn't be offered a contract next year.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, and obviously then covered with disappointment come through. So, had a good season this year, so was expected to get re-licensed, but got to respect the club's decision and, move on.
Danny, in fact, is it right that this has been your best season in the seven you've been there?
Yeah, most definitely, Andrew. Yeah, I've been able to link up with a couple of really good horses up here this year. War Affair and a two-year-old called Affleck. So they won multiple cup races up here, and War Affair won three Group 1 races. And I've rode 81 winners going into the last two meetings. So, yeah, most definitely this is the best season I've had.
So that tells us you've certainly got the passion for what you do, and we'll talk about the future in a moment, but I guess it all comes back that the Singapore Turf Club make these decisions, and as you've said, you've just got to abide by it. You've got two meetings to go, Friday and Sunday, and I guess you just want to go out with a bang.
Yeah, most definitely. When the decision was made, I still had six meetings to go, so I just made a decision that, as you say, you have to respect the Turf Club's decision, and very grateful for the 7 years that I've had here. So just made a decision, I'll put my head down and bum up for the last six meetings and do the best I can, and being fortunate to continue to ride winners going through to these last few meetings, and got a lot of rides on the weekend, so hopefully that can continue, and then once this season's over here, then look on to what the future will hold.
Well, I know you're coming home for Christmas. You were telling me that on the weekend. Initially, the future, you were thinking maybe Asia, but it's a little bit up in the air that we might even see you in Sydney in 2015.
Yeah, when it sort of first came out that I didn't get re-licensed, so it's quite overwhelmed with the response I got in the offers that came in. And sort of I didn't say yes or no to any of them, but obviously being in Asia for 7 years, you get very comfortable with the lifestyle. So the appeal of staying in Asia still was there. But as I've sort of gone over the last couple of weeks and thought about it, it's probably time to just go home for a bit. And even if it's for the rest of my career, just to probably still got a little bit to do to achieve that in Australia, and I feel that I can still compete at a level that I can do that. So I'll come home and work pretty hard and try and get back into the Sydney scene and get back to the level where I was.
So has it been 7 years? Did you go straight from Sydney to Singapore when you went there, Danny?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I left pretty much when the EI hit.
Yep.
And when I left for Singapore, my idea was just to come up here for 3 to 6 months while the sort of EI blew over and fill in that time. But when I come up here, I had pretty much a bit of luck straight away, and I really enjoyed the racing and could see what Singapore racing offered. So I just kept reapplying, and the 7 years of Turf Club relicensed me, and as I said, I was very grateful for those 7 years that I've had here. And would have liked to keep continuing, but just got to respect their decisions and move on.
So, Danny, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so you tell us. You'll come home for Christmas. I know there's a lot of things that you need to pack up and do over time in Singapore, but if you do come back to Sydney, and we'd love to see Danny Beasley back in Sydney, take on the calibre of jockey. We watch you every Friday and Sunday. We've got a great abundance of jockeys in Sydney at the moment as well. When do you think you'd make that decision? Is it going to be early New Year?
Probably. I'll come home for Christmas, and then, as you say, because of the circumstances, haven't really had an opportunity to pack up and get everything settled up here. So definitely want to come home for Christmas and spend with the family and probably head down to Wagga Wagga and spend a couple of weeks down there and get Christmas and the New Year over with. Then I'll come back up here and get everything tidied up here, and then hopefully be back ready in Sydney to kick off probably early February.
So in your mind, you've pretty well made the decision now that it will be Sydney next year?
Yeah, like 99%, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can't wait to see you here, mate. I can still remember that ride of polar success like it was yesterday.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Yeah, no, as I said, still feel I've got a lot to offer Sydney Racing, and still feel in my career that I've still got a bit to achieve in Australia. So I'd love to get back and get to the level where I was riding. And I feel that after 7 years up here and riding in Asia and under the pressure and all the circumstances that come with Asia Racing, that I feel that I'm probably a lot more mature rider. So hopefully I've got actually more to offer the Sydney owners and trainers and the people that supported me before. Hopefully haven't forgot me, and we can rekindle some of those relationships and have some success.
Well, Danny, we thank you for your time. We do wish you a Merry Christmas. There'll be a great return at Wagga Wagga over the Christmas New Year period, mate. I reckon you'll enjoy that back in Australia. We'll stay in contact with you, mate, and we look forward to seeing you in New South Wales / Sydney in the early New Year.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Danny. Danny Beasley joining us there from Trackwork, and another key player he would be in our Sydney jockey ranks that are supreme at the moment.